New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, 9:40 here on a Friday morning. I'll tell you what a week this has been. I think we all need to just sort of tune out, curl up with a good book, and relax and recharge this weekend. Joining us right now, the co-author of a new thriller that's actually been optioned for a film. The book is simply called Animal, and it's a global thriller that takes a couple of detectives across the world searching for a serial killer. We want to find out more about this with the co-author of Animal, Dr. Manish K. Batra. Dr. Batra, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What an interesting and multi-layered story this is, but at its heart, it's a good old-fashioned thriller, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's from all the people who've read it so far, they've been pretty enthralled with it.
And it also kind of deals in animal rights. I mean, it has a lot of different aspects to it. Tell us a little bit about not just where this idea for a story came from your point of view, but this is a co-authorship. So I want to talk a little bit about your writing relationship with Keith DeCandio as well.
Yeah, so my initial background is as a craniofacial and a reconstructive plastic surgeon. And, you know, I've done several humanitarian trips around the world, including, you know, when the tsunami hit and when the Nepal earthquake hit. And one of the things I noticed when I went on these trips was basically humans were trying to survive and animals were even treated, you know, much worse. And then I had gone to Shanghai maybe about 10 years ago. And during that trip, one of the things that stuck out in my mind was in a Backstreet Marketplace, I saw carcasses hanging of dogs and, you know, cats that had been skinned alive. And that just left a very, you know, deep imprint in my mind. And when I came back to the U.S., at the time, Blackfish was running, if you recall, from the CNN series. And it just made me realize that one of the things we've done as human beings has been very you know, we treat animals in a very inhumane way. And that's what kind of prompted my idea to put together this book, because I just felt no one, you know, spoke up for animals. And I kind of envisioned in my mind, you know, what if there was somebody out there protecting them? But then I kind of took it to the nth degree because, you know, there's lots of animal activist organizations. And I thought, what if, you know, there was somebody that ended up becoming a vigilante to protect these animals. So I penned actually what's called a treatment, which was meant to be put together. It's a synopsis for a movie type production. From that, I had presented that synopsis to Tony Eldridge, who was the producer of the Equalizer movies with Denzel Washington, and yeah, he loved the idea. And at that point, I thought, you know, we have this idea. Why aren't we moving forward with producing a book? And at that time, I was introduced to Keith DeCandido, and his area of expertise is, you know, somewhat dystopian police procedurals and dark sort of stories, and I thought this really fit into his category. So what him and I did was we collaborated, where I came up with the ideas. I put together actually the medical components of the story, and Keith really worked on the police procedurals. Now, the story has some very nonfiction elements in it.
Mm-hmm.
As a craniofacial surgeon, one of the things I do is I take faces apart, I put them together. I worked on many people that have come back from, you know, the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts and have, you know, reconstructed faces over the years. And I thought to myself, what if this vigilante was doing to people that harmed these animals what they had done to the animals? So with elephant poachers, for example, when they take the tusks out, I did a realistic rewrite of how a face is torn apart.
Ooh.
And when they skin tigers alive, I've done skinning on people for burn injuries, for example. So I kind of went into the details of how that was done. So these are all things that have nonfiction elements in it from my training as a trauma surgeon and a craniofacial surgeon.
What a great way to get a message across about animal rights by really sort of humanizing it. I mean, we don't necessarily think of some of those things you described as being torture, but then when we think of a person being skinned alive or having their teeth removed or something like that being disassembled, well, it absolutely sounds like torture.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you're right. One of the things is just because we can do it as the sort of superior race on this, you know, planet doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And as anyone who has a pet dog or works with animals, they'll tell you these are sentient beings. They feel pain. They feel fear. I think, you know, part of my message is to look at this in a more humanitarian fashion.
What a fascinating way to do it through the book Animal, which is out now and also has been optioned for films. So don't wait for the movie. Read the book first. It sounds like a real page-turner and one that's certainly, if you already love animals, you're going to find this interesting, but it might even change some minds.
Yeah, I it has changed my life. My son, who's 7 years old, he's a real animal lover, and he was one of my inspirations. And you know, he doesn't eat any meat. And for me, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but I've given up meat, but I still eat fish. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that my contribution here is whatever profits we get from this, I've, gone ahead and donated those profits to the Humane Society because I would like to see some sort of a message out there that we need to be a little more cognizant that these are all part of our whole race, not just humans, but animals are part of that also.
Yep, we all live together on the same planet. We got to learn to coexist.
Yeah.
Dr. Bhaskar, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much. Good luck with the book and the film.
All right, thank you so much for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.